This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The topic for today's talk is Muslim's choice, Dawah or destruction. Allah has given us the choice to the Muslims. Dawah or destruction. Do Dawah or you will be doomed. I start my talk by quoting a verse from the glorious Quran, from Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 24, which says, this Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, it is the most militant surah of the glorious Quran. Why do I say it is the most militant surah of the glorious Quran? Because it is the only surah out of the 114 surahs in the Quran which does not start with the beautiful formula Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Otherwise, every surah of the glorious Quran, Surah Ikhlas, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Surah Falaq, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul A'udhu Birabbil Falaq. Surah Nas, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul A'udhu Birabbin Nas. Every surah of the glorious Quran, except for Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, begins with the beautiful formula, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Why in the starting of Surah Tawbah there is no Bismillah? Why? If you read the first few verses of Surah Tawbah, we come to know that there is a peace treaty between the Muslims and the Mushriks of Makkah. This peace treaty was unilaterally broken by the Mushriks of Makkah. When Allah reaches verse number 5, He's giving them a warning. Put things straight in 4 months' time, otherwise a declaration of war. When Allah is giving us the warning, Bismillah is uncalled for. For example, if someone snatches the handbag of your mother or of your wife on the streets of Abuja and runs away, when you catch up with that thief, will you say, Assalamu alaikum, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? You say, hey mister, give me the handbag back, otherwise I'll break your arm. Hey mister, give me the handbag back, I'll break your neck. Bismillah is uncalled for. You not say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be on you. You will get down to the subject directly. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's giving a very strong warning to the mushriks of Makkah, He gets down to the subject directly. Bismillah is uncalled for. Therefore, I say Surah Tawbah is one of the most militant surah of the glorious Quran. By the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches verse number 24, the ayah I quoted in the beginning of my talk, Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 24. Now, Allah is addressing us Muslims. We Muslims, we are in the firing line now. By the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches verse number 24, now we Muslims, we are in the firing line. And Allah says in Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 24, Kul in kana abaukum. Say whether it be for your fathers, wa abnaakum, or your sons, wa ikhwanukum, or your brothers, wa azwajukum, or your spouses, your husband or wife, wa ashiratukum, or your relatives, kul in kana abaakum, wa abnaakum, wa ikhwanukum, wa azwajukum. Say whether it be for your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your spouses, your relatives, wa amwalun iktaraftumuha. تِجَارَةٌ تَكْشَوْنَا قَصَادًا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَا. The wealth that they have amassed, the business in which you deal, the houses in which you live, Allah is asking, what are your consideration? And Allah, in this verse of Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 24, is listing down 8 things. What are your consideration? Are they your fathers? Are they your sons? Are they your brothers? Are they your wives, their husbands? Are they your relatives? Is it the wealth that they have amassed? The business in which you deal? The house in which you live? Allah is asking, what are your consideration? You know, maybe that your father, some of them accepted Islam, their fathers are yet non-Muslim. or some maybe may not be practicing Muslim. What do you have to do? Allah is asking, what is your consideration? And he lists down 8 things, and Allah continues. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اِكْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَقْشَوْنَا قَصَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِيَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Allah says, if you love these 8 things more than Allah, more than His Rasul, more than doing jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, what are your considerations? If you love all these 8 things, your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your spouses, your relatives, the wealth you have amassed, the business in which you deal, the house in which you live, if you love all these 8 things more than Allah, more than His Rasul, and more than doing jihad in the way of Allah, Allah says, فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Wait. حَتَّى يَأْتِي اللَّهِ بِأَمْرِي وَاللَّهُ لَا يَدْرُكُمُ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah saying, wait until Allah brings about His decision unto you, until Allah brings about His destruction to you. Wallahu la yahdil fasiqin. And Allah guides not the fasiq people. Wallahu la yahdil qawmal fasiqin. And Allah guides not the fasiq people, the perverted transgressors, the rebellious people.